Good evening, guys, and welcome to another episode of Bubba's Garage. Guys, today this is our second live stream right here on Bubba's Garage. And honestly, guys, we really, truly don't know what it is that we're doing. But today we wanted to come to you, well, kind of in a continuation of where we left off last week. Last week we talked about COVID-19 and how it is impacting you. Today we want to talk about, do you think the world will ever be the same? And before we get started, I want to say a couple of things real fast. Again, our hearts and our prayers are going out to each and every one of you, especially those in the medical field. And honestly, guys, today in our last episode, we kind of left this off at the end of the episode, talking more about, well, if you're interested in seeing more of these live streams, definitely reach out, leave us some comments down below. And if you want to be a part of these live streams, definitely reach out on our website at bubbasgarage.tv. I'd be glad and, well, honestly, more excited to have you a part of the show. Today, one of our first topics that we're going to talk about, well, is actually going to be this whole social distancing thing. What do you think the world is going to be like with this whole social distancing? I mean, I've seen the movies and I've read a lot of stuff on the pandemics and things like that. And I'm kind of a little afraid because I feel like the world is going to be so disconnected. It's not even funny. I mean, honestly, from where Bobby and I grew up, we grew up in an age where you actually had to pick up a phone and call somebody. It was totally different. And today's day and age, kids aren't using the cell phones. They're using social media. They're using platforms such as that to reach out to each other. And, well, social distancing in the future. But what do you think the world has in store for us in the future with this whole social thing, right? What are your thoughts?
Well, social distancing has become a huge part of everybody's vocabulary for quite a while now.
It's normal.
And I mean, in my mind, social distancing is going to be around for a while. I don't see it necessarily going anywhere anytime soon. I mean, all the way down to shaking hands, visiting loved ones. I think people are going to be really intimidated, a little scared to start getting back into that. A lot of times people have talked about even going to the grocery store. People won't even look you in the eye. And it's because that's become such a norm nowadays that it's going to be hard to get over that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny. You're talking about that aspect of things, and, you know, I could see us going to the store and in the end, you're going to be scared to get next to anybody. You're going to be scared to stay in the line. And honestly, what the dating scene? I know this is a topic most people don't want to talk about, but the dating scene in social distancing, I mean, come on, social distancing and dating scene. I mean, honestly, I'm kind of proud of the moment for just a second, but it's a whole nother world, right? I mean, it's totally different.
Yeah, I could totally see the dating scene becoming a little different. I mean, it goes back to the, you know, intimidated about getting too close to somebody or, you know, shaking hands. It kind of goes back to that. So dating's definitely going to be interesting for a while.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned the whole, the shaking of the hands thing, and it's tough because, you know, I was born and raised here in Texas, and Texas, there's a lot of pride in the shaking of the hands thing, right? I mean, you show a lot of respect when you do that, and that respect was, well, it's gone, right? I mean, I can't do that because now I'm going to be afraid. It's truly scary. I mean, when we talk about what the world is going to be like a little bit later, and that could be 30 days, it could be 6 months, it could be a year from now. I'm not really sure. And I'm scared and afraid of how things, I mean, we just went through Easter, right? I mean, we weren't able to spend that time with family, what have you. It was definitely awkward, right? I mean, it was kind of business as usual. You went about your day. We tried to make it really special. Hopefully we did do that with some of the things that we did for Shelby. But it's not the same, right? I mean, so how do you think the world is going to respond, especially when holidays? We have July 4th coming up here really soon, right?
I've seen like social media. You talk social media is one of the big ways that people are communicating right now. I've seen people post stuff like, I miss hugs. Is this over yet? You know, and miss seeing people for those people who are truly quarantining themselves. And the holidays makes it that much harder. You brought up 4th of July. Yeah, typically you have a huge backyard barbecue. You watch the fireworks. That I can foresee that being different. It's not going to be the huge backyard barbecue. I can see people spending their times, you know, with their immediate, you know, household families rather than having those big gatherings. And depending on how long this goes, you know, that begs the question of, let's move past 4th of July. What about Halloween, trick or treating? You know, how is that going to work? How many people are going to feel comfortable with letting their kids go house to house and get candy? You know, so it's, I feel like this could impact the holidays this year, if anything, maybe even through the end of the year, pretty harshly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, honestly, I'm really concerned about that, right? I mean, so, I mean, you know, one of the biggest things that we're trying to do here is we're exercising social distancing so that we can protect our young kids, but also in addition, our elders, right? I mean, we're talking about our parents and our grandparents here, guys. I mean, that's a huge deal. That's very important to us. But when you get to the holidays, what does that mean? You know, what does that mean? I mean, we just got announced here today, this actually came out today. And that is, Texas is working on a plan to go back, but are we going to be afraid? I mean, are we going to be scared? I mean, here's the thing. I mean, I'm terrified, you know, to bring anything back to my mom, right? I mean, she's not in the best health, but we deliver groceries and things like that for, it's tough. I mean, I got mixed emotions and mixed feelings. I mean, are we talking about a world where we're going to be afraid to visit our grandparents or our parents? I mean, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, are we truly going to live in a society terrified, right? I mean, to stand in line and to get groceries, afraid the guy in front of you sneezes? What are your thoughts? I mean, I think that's where we're headed, right? So what are your thoughts on that?
The thing is I think President Trump actually put it the right way when he called it the invisible enemy, I believe is what he called it. You can't see what is out there. So it's going to make it harder for people to feel comfortable with, like you said, visiting, you know, elderly. It's going to make it harder, you know, every time you leave your house, coming home to a toddler or an infant. And with respect to the holidays, that's going to make it even harder because there are a lot of family traditions around those holidays that it's especially those people who live alone and they always go home to see their parents for the holidays. You know, they're literally alone in their house going through this quarantine or lockdown time period. And, you know, that's got to be hard, you know, not having that, especially with family, that interaction.
Yeah. And, you know, Lola made a comment, and Lola is with Lost on Land again. If you guys do not follow her on YouTube, definitely check her out. And she made a very, very, very good comment. We are Texans. We will work through this no matter what it takes. And she's spot on. And I think Abbott, you know, if you guys don't know, Greg Abbott is our governor right here in the state of Texas. Phenomenal man, by the way, phenomenal man. He expressed that quite a bit in his recent conference. And, you know, we're going to survive. We're going to make it, right? I mean, we're going to get through this. So, Lola, totally with you. I totally agree. I think the question that I bring up is more of a, you know, what will life be like, right? I mean, so the bottom line is you can't flip a light switch and the world just goes back to normal, right? It is a slow progression. But I think in the end, it's kind of like if you look back at all of the other pandemics that might have happened in the world, I mean, there may very well be a second phase of this. And I think everybody is trying to prepare for that as much as possible. But I mean, when we talk about that, you know, how is life truly going to be like? I mean, is it going to be that, you know, we're all going to stand in line at HEB or Walmart for 6 months to a year to get whatever materials or supplies that we might need? Is it going to be that we're going to be afraid to go to Texas Expo? I mean, we're talking about, we're registered. We're supposed to be at Texas Expo this October with our rig and all that kind of stuff. And well, I mean, are they going to cancel that now because there's going to be too many people? I mean, are we talking about, oh, wow, I want to go to the Aggie game or something like that, and now they're going to pre-screen me? I mean, are we thinking that is going to be our new future? I mean, I don't know. I mean, what do you?
I mean, I could almost see, at least in the for a while, that being something that actually happens. There are actually companies who have shut down already to quarantine and clean those companies and let their employees go home and quarantine because of an exposure. And they have already set policies in place that before they can return to work, before they walk in the door every day, they have to have their temperature taken just to screen for any possibility of another exposure. So, you know, the big crowds and stuff like that, I really feel like those are going to take some time to actually come back, because even if they open those up, people in general are going to be scared to go in those tight arenas and sit shoulder to shoulder with people to watch an Aggie game, or, you know, going to these expos where your campers, your rigs are crammed together and you're just wandering around, you know, talking to people. That's the hard part right now.
Yeah. You know, you hinted on something, and you know, one of the things that Greg Abbott mentioned in his broadcast today, was that state parks here in the state of Texas are open. I don't have the map up on this side. It's way on that side, but state parks are open in the state of Texas. And honestly, I kind of need to get out. So I'm probably going to try to hit up one of those, but I bet you they're going to book like crazy. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just, you know, it's just different. And I just feel like I'm watching this movie where everybody is kind of like, well, don't sneeze, don't cough, walk away. You know, even today when I talked to my team and my team were talking over live chat and things like that, I'm like, I'm scared to cough, you know? I mean, and we're on live stream, you know, we're talking via video chat. And I'm like, I'm paranoid that if I cough or sneeze, they're going to be like, oh, well, you know, we don't know you anymore, you know?
Well, I mean, the other day I was just at the store and I was getting ready to check out. I was in the middle of the checkout lines and I got, you know what I'm talking about, that little tickle in your throat. And I just started coughing and coughing so much so that I felt the need to tell everybody around me that's wearing masks and gloves, I promise I'm not sick. I just have a tickle in my throat and I don't have water. That's kind of become the new norm, you know, where you're scared to sneeze in public, you're scared to cough. And so that's, I feel like, isn't going to go away anytime soon. And Todd down here says, hi guys, this is Todd from North Carolina. The world has changed from now on. I mean, that very well could be a true statement. I mean, we really don't know how long the vocabulary of social distancing is going to remain in people's consciousness.
So, you know, so Todd's comment, Todd, you know, I'm totally with Todd. I mean, think about it. I mean, the bottom line here is that let's go back between this and what Lola said. The world, it will still move on. And we are Texans here in Texas. We're going to do our best. But, you know, Todd, the world, it's going to take a while. right? I mean, we own our own companies, but the bottom line is we're evaluating those statistics on a daily basis. And companies that are impacted, some for 1 week will take 4 months to recover. Some that are impacted for 1 month will take a year to recover. I mean, everybody is trying really, really hard to make sure that we maintain employment for our employees, right? So employees come first and foremost. And honestly, you know, during a time like this, I've seen that play out in a lot of places, not just here in Texas, but all over the world. And that's huge, but you kind of nailed it. I mean, here, the bottom line is it's going to take a while to change things. I mean, this virus, this vaccine that they're talking about creating, you're looking at 12 to 18 months. Well, that means between 12 and 18 months, the world is going to be mad. The world is going to be paranoid. But do you blame them? Right? I mean, we don't know what to expect from this. We don't know the true impacts. We just know our young and our elderly will be impacted. They have a weak immune system. And so to protect them, we need to step back. We need to protect ourselves so that we don't give it to them. And if you go back and you look at Trump in his plan to open the United States and get everybody back to work again, elderly is like in stage three. Guys, let me ask you this. What is stage three to you? I mean, we're talking about, in my mind, stage three could easily be every bit of 1 year, right? 1 year. That's a little scary. Babe, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, if we're stuck in this for 1 year, will the world be normal at 1 year? I don't think so. I really don't.
Well, the thing is it's a virus. There's really no telling. It could disappear as fast as it showed up, or it could stick around for a very long time. So, I mean, it could be every bit of a year. It could be July. It could be next summer. There's really no time frame on how long or how far away is phase three. And even with that, will phase three become our new normal where the social distancing is still kind of there? And Todd, I would like to say on a side note here, I am so sorry that it's happening to you. He says, I am Asian, so I get dirty looks out in public. I am so sorry that happens. That's completely wrong. You know, that should not be happening at all.
Yeah, total bull crap. I mean, you know, they did this crap. I mean, so people, come on. First of all, I want to say, people, get your crap together. I mean, so a lot of people did this bull crap back in 9/11. I totally get what they're trying to do. But the fact of the matter is that's profiling. That's profiling. So let's get over it real fast. I mean, you know, look, I get it. You know, if we watch the news right now, a lot of people are going to post blames and things like that on China. Look, come on. The fact of the matter is this crap is happening all over the world. Doesn't matter where it started. It happened. People are people. And I don't think people are out to get you on purpose, right? I mean, this is a matter the entire nation needs to deal with. And our nation is dealing with it. Other nations are dealing with it, nations, countries, what have you. They're all dealing with it, and they're all dealing with it in different ways. But in the end, here in the United States, we band together. We're all family. We're all friends, right? I mean, that's just the way it is. And if you don't like that, then you probably should find another place to go. I mean, so I know that's probably extreme and that's probably harsh, but that's what I believe right here on Bubba's Garage. We're all family. It doesn't matter how you look at it. So Lost on Land says, the bottom line, I think, is that until we have herd immunity, this thing will be around. Social distancing slows the process, but I get that we can't get overload the medical system. Yeah, I mean, spot on, right? I mean, so social distancing is kind of like an in-between. It's kind of like it's a great stopgap. It doesn't solve the problem, but it kind of stops the spread. And it'll work. It'll work. I mean, some of the things that we're talking about with the education system in our schools, kids, honestly, big, huge props to Abbott for this one, because stopping the schools, schools is over. School is over. Now, Shelby is continuing school for the next month, month and a half, but
online. Yes.
Yeah. And the thing is going back to school is definitely a bad idea. We're talking about our young kids. I mean, the bottom line is, do you really think they are going to exercise social distancing? They don't listen to us. What makes you think they're going to listen to teachers? I mean, they're just not, right?
And kids aren't as aware of, you know, things on how to stay safe with that. You know, you go outside and you see groups of five or six kids just walking around the neighborhood. So they're not thinking about staying 6 feet apart. They're not thinking about, you know, he touched that ball, so I can't catch it. You know, it's nothing against the kids. It's just they're not as aware as adults are.
Right, right. And Sean, just quickly, what is the status on the trailer build? So it's actually progressing really good. This weekend, I'm going to break everything down and actually get it ready for paint. So hopefully I will have that video published and ready for our normal Tuesday schedule. And, you know, I'm not going to get on this too much, but I'm really happy with the way it turned out. I was a little paranoid that things weren't going to turn out in my favor. All I have to say, let me get the video out. I'll get it published Tuesday. I was pretty impressed with how things turned out. And you guys know, right here on Bubba's Garage, we do the best we can with what we have. And this, I was a little concerned with the stretch that I was going for, you know. It turned out really well. So, Sean, I'm going to work on getting a walk around on that. We'll showcase a little bit of that right before we break it down for paint. So definitely stick around. We'll have that coming up here really soon. So guys, I mean, you know, what is our world going to be like? And, you know, I kind of envision this world where we're going to make it, right? I mean, we are, like Lola said, I mean, we're going to make it, but it's going to be different. We have to be a lot more cautious. I mean, I've seen more people washing their hands than they ever have before. And that's a good thing, because those things are not only going to help your chances with things like COVID, but we're also going to help your things with flus and everything else. So those are great things that have came out of this, you know? So, one thing that I've also learned from this whole thing is work life. What will the future of our workforce look like? And babe, you know, what are your first thoughts on some of the things you've learned from this? What do you think the world will be like from a workforce perspective? I mean, you man and run our entire manufacturing process, which, by the way, guys, has greatly adapted. So big, huge props to Bobby for keeping that running. What are your thoughts on how that's going to be like in the future?
I feel like for smaller businesses, it might not be as much of a challenge where the fewer people that are working, the more social distancing and safety practices can be utilized. For bigger companies, it could be a little bit more challenging, where I can see especially a lot of older people really reluctant to return back to work right away because they're going to be worried about being exposed. Another side of that is companies are, I could see being more vigilant of their employees. You know, if you're sick, stay home. And like you had brought up before about possibly having some sort of test put into place for you to be able to return to work, you know, I mean, could the government actually require to have a test done before returning to work, where you have to have a physician's note saying that you have been cleared as safe to return to work? So I think those are some of the challenges that could come around as things slowly start opening up.
Yeah. You know, I was kind of worried about that. I mean, that's kind of one of my biggest like worry things is, are we going to start regulating people? And when you start getting into that world, you're going to start raising a lot of red flags for me. I mean, I just got news for you. I mean, are we talking about when I go to the football game, I'm going to be scanned up and be like, okay, whoa, you can't get in. And now I'm like singled out, right? I mean, this goes back to what some of the stuff Todd was talking about. Oh, crap, I got COVID. I'm screwed. You know, I mean, that's bull crap, right? So I'm going to definitely keep some tabs on that. But, you know, one of the things that I've kind of seen in this whole thing about the work stuff is really, it's really cool. People are working differently. I mean, so we have some local outlets here that are fast food delivery places, things like that, that you can go in and eat or you can pick up. And guys, I mean, these places are now selling your household staples through the drive-thru. I hope that they don't stop that. Why not? I mean, you're buying the materials anyway, you're buying the goods anyway. Well, why not sell that gallon of milk at the same time? I mean, some people might actually pay the extra buck and a quarter to get the milk and the eggs through the drive-thru while they're picking up sandwiches for their family. I believe out of this, you might very well see some new career opportunities, right, babe? I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, that's what I'm seeing.
Actually, Todd just threw up a comment down here. Yep, more working from home is the new normal. That could very well be a possibility. I mean, not just for the working class, but also for students. You might find more homeschoolers. Yeah. You might find more college universities doing more online classes. But yeah, I'm with you. You know, it's like these local restaurants selling groceries through the drive-thru. That's phenomenal because now you're keeping them from making multiple stops. And that is actually helping them stay in business as well. So there's a lot more creative thinking going on how to do things differently that might actually end up sticking around for a long time.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head, creativity. And Todd kind of started that conversation with the whole fact of the new norm. You know, so large corporations have done a lot of remote work for a really long time. I mean, I'm not going to name them out on this live stream, but I'm pretty sure that you can kind of figure out who they are. My entire team is remote. We run a DevOps team and they're entirely remote. And you judge productivity by the deliverables. If you don't deliver, we know you ain't producing, right? So I think this whole remote thing is actually beneficial in a lot of different ways. It helps you maintain the social distancing thing, but being able to get your job done at the same time. But there are some of these areas that are like gray that you really can't be, you know, social distancing. And, you know, some of the places in the medical world, you gotta take care of. But I mean, think about where you're not really a nurse, not really a surgeon, but maybe you're a clerk. And we need to find somebody that we can interview that's kind of not really, you know, that's like at the front desk person, right? How are they impacted by this? Because they can't really work remote. And heck, based on what I've seen on the news and things like that, and I could be totally wrong. I mean, are we talking about unemployment? I mean, think about it. You know, Sean mentioned this real quick, and I think that leads right into what I'm talking about. He says, I'm concerned that this will lead to a 20% or more unemployment rate. That will itself will lead to deaths that potentially that. Yeah. So, I mean, look, those people that are running that front desk and are doing these things, they're being replaced by remote work and teleworkers that are answering some of those questions over a live screen or whatever it may be, some sort of meeting type system. That's a little scary. So, I mean, I think what's going to happen in that sense, if we're talking about what the world will look like later, guys, I mean, that unemployment rate is going to be astronomical. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, I think that, again, when we talk to about work and things like that, I think we're going to see new career opportunities. We're going to see more at-home businesses. We're going to see more of that creativity that Bobby was talking about. But that does not mean that we're going to get there like that. I mean, there is going to be a lot of painful moments, right, babe? I mean, there's going to be a lot of that.
There's, I could potentially see a lot of downhill slope before we start seeing that uphill climb of getting better. In the sense of, there's already companies that are closing their doors because either they don't have the income coming in to keep the doors open, or they're not considered essential, or whatever the case may be, that are going to have a hard time starting back up. I can see that being a big issue when things start to get a little better.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And so, guys, you know, this is kind of our two cents on what we think the world's going to be like later. You know, honestly, I really don't know what it's truly going to be look like. Definitely leave some comments down below. Let us know your thoughts on what the world is going to look like. And honestly, just look out for each other. Be careful, be safe, wash your hands, and maintain your distance, right? I mean, it's terrible. That dating scene is going to suck for a lot of people. I mean, you know, I mean, just mate, you know, a whole new world. Hey, online dating just got real. You know, hey, maybe we should launch a whole new business right here in Bubba's Garage, the new online dating platform. No, we don't want to get in that line of business. But the thing is it is definitely going to be a new world out there. You know, the question is what is it really going to be like? I'm not really sure. Guys, I really appreciate you sticking out for this live stream. We're going to wrap up this video. But I want to say, guys, leave your comments down below. And honestly, if you want us to do more streams just like this, definitely slam the crap out of the like button. We here on Bubba's Garage, we'd love to do more of this. We love the interaction with you guys. And honestly, if you would like to be a guest right here on Bubba's Garage, maybe we do an interview or maybe we just shoot the crap, right? I would love to hear comments, and honestly, reach out on our website at bubbasgarage.tv. Let me know if you would like to do a live stream with us or an interview or maybe shoot the crap on a certain topic. We hope to migrate. If we continue this, we really hope to migrate this more into some of the things that we got going on right here on Bubba's Garage. But right now, this is what is happening. And the thing is I can't get a lot of parts from our Jeeps. I mean, their stuff has taken a really long time to get in. And outside of that, we are also in conservation mode right here on Bubba's Garage. We don't want to spend a lot of money. We want to be a little bit conservative because, just like you, we have no clue on where this is going to take us. So guys, do me a favor. If you like this video, please give us a huge, huge thumbs up. And if you really like this video and you want to stick around to find out what happens next right here on Bubba's Garage, and Sean, buddy, you do, because I'm doing that video tomorrow, if not Sunday. I promise. Please subscribe. And until next time, we'll see you on the flip side. Good night, everybody.
Good night.